Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace. If you're anything like me, sometimes the line between work and personal life gets blurry faster than a magician pulling a rabbit out of a hat. We're talking about that feeling when your inbox is pinging at 9 p.m., or your boss casually mentions they need a quick favor on your day off. It happens to the best of us. But let's be real, folks, blurring those lines can lead to burnout faster than you can say, deadline. That's why today we're diving headfirst into building healthy boundaries in the workplace. Trust me, this isn't about becoming a hermit or turning into some rigid robot. It's about creating a work environment that respects your time, energy, and sanity, because you deserve it. Now, let's get real. What does healthy boundary even mean in the professional world? Think of it like this. It's about setting clear limits on what you are and aren't willing to do, saying yes to the things that truly matter, and saying no to anything that drains you or compromises your well-being. Here's the truth. When we don't set boundaries, we open ourselves up to stress, resentment, and even burnout. Ever feel like you're constantly putting out fires at work? Like you're never truly off? That's a clear sign that you need to draw some lines in the sand. Okay, let's get practical. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build those boundaries. 1. Know your worth. This one is huge. Before you can set boundaries, you need to know what you're worth. What are your skills, talents, and experience? Don't be afraid to value your contributions. 2. Communicate clearly. Words matter. Be direct and assertive when expressing your needs. Use I statements like, I feel overwhelmed when I'm asked to take on more than one project at a time, or I need some time to myself after work to recharge. Remember, being clear is not being rude. 3. Learn to say no. This is the hardest one for many people, but trust me, it's essential. Saying no to extra tasks or projects that you don't have the bandwidth for is a sign of self-respect and professionalism. Think of it this way, saying no to something you don't want to do opens up space for saying yes to things that truly matter to you. 4. Set expectations early. Don't wait until you're drowning in work to establish boundaries. When you start a new job or take on a new project, clearly communicate your availability and expectations. This will help prevent misunderstandings down the road. 5. Prioritize your well-being. Remember, taking care of yourself is not selfish, it's essential. Make time for activities that bring you joy and recharge your batteries. Get enough sleep, eat well, exercise, and engage in hobbies that make you feel good. Ever felt like a hamster on a wheel at work? You know, running and running but never getting anywhere? That's what happens when we don't set healthy boundaries. We end up giving away more than we receive, feeling drained and resentful. But here's the good news. You have the power to change that. Let me give you a real-world example. Picture this. You're working on a big project, meeting deadlines, and putting in extra hours. Suddenly, your boss asks you to take on one more task, something completely unrelated to your current workload. Now, imagine 2 scenarios. In scenario 1, you say yes because you don't want to disappoint your boss or seem like you're not a team player. In scenario 2, you politely but firmly decline, explaining that you're already at capacity and need to prioritize your existing commitments. Who do you think will feel more stressed and overwhelmed? Who will likely experience burnout sooner? It's the person who says yes, even when they know they can't handle it. So, remember, setting healthy boundaries is not about being selfish or difficult. It's about honoring your time, energy, and well-being. It's about creating a work environment that supports your growth and allows you to thrive. You deserve to feel good at work. Make sure to take some of these key takeaways with you today. Know your worth, communicate clearly, learn to say no, set expectations early, and prioritize your well-being. You've got this. Now I want to hear from you. What are some strategies you use to build healthy boundaries in the workplace? Share your thoughts in the comments below or send me a message on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay strong, stay balanced, and remember, protect your peace.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.